This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Farmers across the U.S. are struggling to make critical decisions ahead of the spring season as billions of dollars in promised federal payments remain frozen by the Trump administration. On his first day of office, President Donald Trump issued an executive order that suspended the disbursements of all funds linked to former President Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, including $19.5 billion in agriculture-related programs. The Trump administration also froze funds related to a separate $3 billion investment in climate-smart farm projects made under President Biden. The frozen funding was set to support projects including rotational grazing systems to improve soil health, waterways to reduce erosion, the installation of solar panels, and conversion from diesel to electric irrigation systems. Thousands of farmers have made plans and investments based on the promised funding, leaving some in financial peril, according to several groups that support farmers. The timing adds to the challenge. Spring marks a key moment in the seasonal cycle of many farms, with seeds planted and animals born, and it can be difficult, if not impossible, to pause or reverse course. Many already had made improvements with the understanding that they'd be reimbursed with federal money. On Thursday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it would be releasing the first tranche of funding paused under the administration's review of the Inflation Reduction Act, totaling just $20 million. Mike Lavender, policy director for the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, a farm and food advocacy group, says, "It's a pittance. There is some semblance that this is moving, but it's clearly not fast enough. The timing matters." The USDA did not say when or if additional money would be released. Small farms may be especially vulnerable as they tend to have tighter profit margins and more limited access to credit than larger operations. They also make up a large proportion of the farms participating in some of the federal grant programs that have been frozen. Vanessa Garcia Polanco, Government Relations Director for the National Young Farmers Coalition, an advocacy group for farmers and ranchers, says, "With this uncertainty, they are pulling out of farmers' markets, canceling contracts already because they do not think they'll have the capacity to meet them. When all that funding is frozen, it sends a signal to them that their business plan is not safe. Montana farmers and ranchers are among those affected by the federal funding freeze." In celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Big Sky State Games, organizers will hold a torch relay across Montana. The torch relay mirrors the Olympic torch relay. In Montana, the relay will run through 8 cities across the state, culminating with the Big Sky State Games opening ceremonies on Friday, July 18th at Lockwood High School Stadium. The first stop on the torch relay is Bozeman on Saturday, March 8th from noon till 3 p.m. The next day, the torch relay passes through Helena. On March 20th, the torch relay resumes at the eastern edge of the state in Sydney, then goes through Butte, Missoula, Great Falls, and Havre, reaching Billings on Sunday, May 4th. Past and current state games participants, volunteers, and sponsors will be part of the historic 40th anniversary torch relay. There's information on the event and registration for the torch relay online at bigskygames.org. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.